In 1635, the old oratory was demolished and replaced by a larger, predominantly Baroque building, the size of the nave of the present sanctuary. In 1781, new extension work was carried out, which led to the replacement of the old wooden truss ceiling with a higher roof. As you enter the church, you will notice the presence of a single nave with two apses and two symmetrical flights of stairs leading to the altar, in reference to the structure of the sanctuary dedicated to the Madonna di San Luca in Bologna. In 1900, the building underwent a major renovation because the apse was built to have the image of the Virgin Mary inside the building. You may find it interesting to know that inside the sanctuary there was once an altarpiece depicting Sant'Antonio Padua between the Saints John the Baptist and Stephen, now replaced by a canvas representing an Ecce Homo. There are also two plaques, one in memory of the 20th century enlargement works, the other commemorating the coronation of the image of the Virgin by Cardinal Nasalli Rocca in 1936. In 1836, the altarpieces and altars were decorated and colored by the Bolognese painter Camillo Veronesi.